busy, to say the least. We made this step up at the start of this year into the senior class with the Fiesta STs. It was a challenge from the start of the year, but we were ready to give it a good go anyway. Yeah, it's been hectic, really. The class is very competitive, like there's 20 cars on the grid, but I think we came out fairly okay at the end.
Yeah, fairly okay is one way of putting it, I suppose. I would say pretty amazing, but we'll get to that. When we were speaking to you last time, you had just been crowned the Ginetta Junior Ireland champion, but this year you took that big step forward into the senior championship. So was that a scary step to take, or were you ready for it?
Yeah, like the time had come, I suppose, to move into the senior classes. Coming from a class with the Ginetta's being like 5 or 6 cars on the grid into a class with 20 cars on the grid, we knew it was going to be completely different, I suppose. It wasn't scary, I suppose. It was more a plan, I suppose, at the start of the year. We kind of sat down and said, it's the same, only different, really. It's the same idea. If we want to win races, we want to win championships if we can. And just put the plan in place at the start of the year and got the head down.
You mentioned there's 4 times more cars on the grid. You know, I guess that has to change your approach to driving in a big championship like that. So does the racing become more tactical, I suppose, in the ST Championship?
Yeah, a lot more tactical. In Ginetta's, it was qualify on pole and try to win both races, whereas in the STs, like, you start race one from your qualifying position, and wherever you finish in race one, your top 6 are reversed for race 2, so you could be, if you win race one, you're starting 6th. But you need to have it in your head as well that you're not going out with the aim of winning race 2 if you've already won race 1. You just need to take the most amount of points you can from where you're starting. So if you're starting 6th in race 2, you'd be happy with 4th, 5th, definitely. It's a very different plan to Ginetta's.
Obviously, coming into the championship as the junior champion, that would put a bit of a target on your back, I guess, more than anything else. And people will be looking at you and saying, this guy comes in with a bit of a reputation. Did that put extra pressure on you then? Were you able to deal with that pressure at the start? I suppose you grew into it as the season grows on, but do you think that there was that bit of pressure on you at the start?
Yeah, I think a lot of people kind of, I suppose, overlooked me coming from Ginetta's. They think it's a junior class. I suppose a lot of the older guys think anyone can win that class, no problem. So we were kind of overlooked at the start of the year, which was nice in a way because it did take the pressure off a lot. We could get into the races without worrying about, you know, expectations. Really, it was just we were kind of aiming top 6 in the championship this year, so we just set the target at the start of the year. But no, I think it wasn't until we started qualifying on pole and winning races that the pressure came on, really.
Mondello, of course, being the mecca for Irish sport, and it's a place you know pretty well, but you finished off the year right with that P2 finish. That must have been a dream for you to get that big win as well during the year.
Yeah, definitely. We weren't expecting any wins, really, I suppose, in the class this year with the size of the grid and the competition that's in it. To finish off the year nicely with the P2 was definitely a great satisfaction anyway.
And as I mentioned, you know Mondello well because you do the driver experience instructing there, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm instructing on the Mondello driving experiences at the minute, yeah.
How much fun is that?
Lots. You couldn't call it work, really. No, it is. It's great. It's nice being able to do something I love as work, I suppose, as well. It's all involved with motorsport, so it's all coming around in a loop.
And explain to us how the actual experience works, because I guess it's, you know, lads coming up for a stag weekend, is that what it is? And you basically try to scare the living daylights out of them, is that it?
Yeah, normally they try to scare the living daylights out of me more so. But no, it's a lot of it is a lot of people get vouchers for Christmas and the likes of that. Or like we have our Porsche experience up there, and a lot of people always said, I want to drive a Porsche at some stage in my life. So you just get different people with different reasons for being there all the time, but it's great fun working up there.
And the Ford is nice, but do you ever get a go on the Porsche?
Yeah, you get a couple of laps here and there when no one's looking.
And tell us what that's like.
Yeah, it's great. All the cars up there are really, really nice to drive. Like your Porsches are just, they are a driver's car. And we also have the BMW M competitions up there, which are a lot more modern than the Porsche. They're like go-karts with more room inside them, I think.
Fair enough. But getting back to yourself there, you did actually try a bit of a forestry rally sprint this year, so that's a bit more what we think about when we talk about, you know, the Wexford rally and that kind of stuff. So had you ever tried anything like that before?
No, that was the first kind of, we tried to do a couple of once-off events every year, something different, just to see what it's like. That was the first of its type, the Carlow Forestry Rally Sprint, so it was just a short stage, ran multiple times, and myself and my dad done it, so I had great fun in it anyway. The loose is savage, it's just the car is moving all the time, but it's good fun.
It must get the blood pumping as well.
Yeah, definitely. Coming from a track into a forest where you have a lot more things to hit, there's just trees everywhere, narrower road. It's very different, but it gets the adrenaline going big time.
And you would come from rallycross as well, so is that quite similar? Just explain to us the differences there.
Yeah, so rallycross is on a track. You'll have a little bit of gravel, but it's in Mondello as well, so it is more a track-based discipline, whereas the forestry rally sprint would be, I suppose, closer to a rally than circuit racing. So it was narrower. You have less opportunity, I suppose, to make a mistake. If you do make a mistake, it's going to cost you a lot more on a rally type event.
And we know with the rallies, you know, it's a team event more than anything else. You've got yourself and the guy with the notes there beside you. So how important is that team element to it? You have to have real trust in each other, I suppose.
Yeah, big time. Even a couple of the World Rally Championship events, there was really bad dust from the cars in front, so you can barely see where you're going. You're just relying 100% on what a navigator is saying. So it is big time. It's to do with trust, yeah, definitely.
Looking back on your year there, what would you say is the biggest lesson that you've taken from the Ford ST Championship?
I suppose it's probably making the most of the situations. If you're further down the grid like that, you need to accept the fact that if you're starting 14th, you're never going to win the race, but to come away happy to finish 10th because you've made up four places. So just dealing with different situations, different scenarios, I suppose, over a weekend.
That's important to learn as well. And now that you've got a taste of the rally, do you think that that's something you'll keep going with? That's something you might come back to in the future?
Yeah, like, I love the rally events. I love rallying in general, but it's a lot more if you're trying to pursue a professional driving career. There's a lot more opportunities in circuit racing than rallying. So that's probably the biggest drawback for the rally, and you only have the bones of 10 world rally drivers, whereas in circuit racing you'll have like different classes, hundreds and hundreds of professional drives in that.
And when you look at somebody then like Craig Breen, who's just signed a big contract there with Ford as well, so that points a way forward for somebody like you if you do want to head into that area of life.
Yeah, it's great to see Craig getting the contract. He's there a long time. He has put the work in, fully deserving of it in fairness, so it's about time really. It's nice to see someone from around the area as well getting up to the top step in rallying, and it's the first Irish guy in as long as I can remember being at the top flight of rallying. So it is a good step forward for motorsport in Ireland in general. I think everybody kind of feels the positivity around that whole signing of the contract nearly.
Great influence on you, I imagine.
Yeah, Craig, he's a nice lad as well, like, he's down to earth. It's nice being able to follow somebody that you know or know of. You can kind of relate to him a lot more than some of the European drivers as well.
And it must have been difficult for him as well coming up, that, you know, there hasn't been that many opportunities to reach the top level for Irish motorsport. So what do you think the sport can do itself to get more people involved and to, you know, get those opportunities for people like you maybe?
Yeah, there's a lot of great initiatives after coming into action in the last couple of years. We have a few driver development programs going. You'll also have the Young Driver of the Year Award, one for circuit race and one for rallying. So that tries to give you the kickstart you need to get onto the professional ladder. There's a lot of initiatives going with Formula Female as well to get young girls into circuit racing or into any kind of racing or rallying or whatever it may be. So I think Motorsport Ireland are definitely going the right direction. They're bringing in, I suppose, the resources you need to climb up the ladder a bit.
And for yourself then, what will you do now until the next season starts?
Train like mad. Yeah, no, it's going to be just rest, I suppose, recover a bit for the next couple of weeks. Around Christmas time then we'll have to head down again, getting the car ready, getting myself ready for 2022.
You were aiming for sixth this year, you came third. You know, if you were to go up another three steps there in the next championship, you'd end up winning it. So is winning it now a serious possibility for you?
Yeah, that's definitely the aim for next year, definitely. At the start of the year like that, went from sixth to third with our expectations and results, and now we're definitely aiming for the top step next year.